Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Rico Cassin died overnight. The coroner says it was heart disease. Died at the age of 75, the lead singer of The Cars. Probably the stalwart group for new wave music. Started in the 1970s. Had a slew of hits. And they are your artist of the day. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Dana and Parks program. He's Will Starrett. That's Sam Stevie. She's Dana Wright. And I am Scott Parks. In a moment, another local story about a guy who left his kid in the car to go pay for gas. And when he gets back, the car is gone. A story here from Channel 9. Netflix may be losing Michael Scott and Chandler Bing.
Oh, no!
Yep. But it is gaining Jerry Seinfeld and Cosmo Kramer. Seinfeld, one of the most popular sitcoms in TV history, is heading to Netflix starting in 2021. Netflix will be the exclusive global streaming home to the sitcom. Financial terms not disclosed.
You know what I want to know?
The deal lasts for 5 years.
Will Seinfeld take off with this second and third generation the way that Friends did? Mm. Because if you had said to me 8 or 9 years ago, Friends is going to come back with a vengeance and you will not be able to find a teenager who isn't hooked on it, I would have said you were crazy.
I ended up buying Sarah the entire Friends catalog for Christmas 1 year. She is a huge Friends fan.
Will Seinfeld be the same, or do you not think it will, what's the word I'm looking for, Will, where you say it?
Not connect?
No, not connect, but like we always say, The Breakfast Club is timeless. Is Seinfeld timeless?
I think by and large it is. Part of it is the references, for the most part, hold up. Obviously, there are some things that don't, like the Kenny Rogers Roasters thing. That's not going to work anymore. The George Steinbrenner references, you know, those are dated because he's dead now.
Right.
But for the most part,
I mean, it was a show about nothing.
I mean, didn't Friends, I think a big part of the reason why it's worked so well the second time around is that it holds up pretty well. There aren't a whole lot of dated references there, unless I'm missing something.
A lot of dated clothing.
There are some, because my kids will ask me from time to time, who is blank? You know, they'll say a joke, and the laugh track is laughing, and the kids will go, who are they talking about? And it'll be someone like, I don't know, like a star or an actor or something from the 90s that is just not relevant anymore. Well, I would think Seinfeld would even stand up better, because entire episodes about not finding your car in a parking garage or waiting for your table at a Chinese
or being
restaurant.
Or master of your domain.
Stuff is still universally true and funny.
Hulu, by the way, had Seinfeld. Their deal, and they still do, their deal ends in 2021, which is when Netflix is going to pick it up. Hulu was paying $150 million a year.
My God.
To air Seinfeld.
Wow.
Somebody look it up if you get time. The Friends cast.
Like, what do they make still?
I believe every member, because it was on Netflix or whatever it's on, I can't recall. And because it's also in syndication on cable, every member of the Friends cast is still raking in $100 million a year.
That is true, and I'm looking up Seinfeld. Seinfeld reruns have brought in billions of dollars. Experts estimated that the deal could have been worth as much as $1 million per episode, but regarding payouts to the cast, hang on. The lion's share of the royalties are going to Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David.
Well, yeah, they're the brains.
They're the creators of it, yeah. It looks like each cast member for Friends, and granted, this article is from last year, it had it at about $20 million a year.
Maybe that's what I meant.
I think it's 20.
Okay, all right. $20 million a year still. Just off syndication and royalty rights and all that stuff with all the places where it's still being played.
And whenever they...
So I misspoke. I beg your pardon.
Whenever they were making the show, they were...
It was like $1 million an episode.
That was at the very end of it. When they started, they were making $22,500 an episode.
Yeah.
Jeez.
With Seinfeld, co-stars Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Michael Richards, and Jason Alexander did not own a stake in the show. So that's why... And not that they're not making money. They're just not making Seinfeld, Larry David type of money.
Well, but Larry David and Seinfeld were the brains
behind
the show.
Yeah, they created it.
Let me ask you something.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Their cuts do not come close to the estimated money that Seinfeld and David will earn from the latest syndication deal. Do you want to guess? Your jaw will hit the floor. Guess.
$50 million per.
No. Not even close.
$100 million per.
No.
And obviously, this isn't, we're not talking an annual thing, then.
The publication added that those actors' cuts do not come close to the money per year that Seinfeld and David will earn from the latest syndication deal. Keep guessing.
$200 million.
No.
$400 million.
$400
million. Oh, my God.
I'm in the wrong business.
My God, really?
And keep in mind, Seinfeld barely made it.
Right, it almost got canceled.
They almost canceled it in the first season.
Cult hit. It became a cult hit.
Yeah.
And then from there, it lit fire. And
what they did in the beginning of Seinfeld that they didn't do later was he did a lot of stand-up. It was based on his stand-up.
Well, the stand-up used to be in the show.
Yeah,
yeah.
It used to be in the beginning and the end.
I kind of almost think if they're going to rework it on Netflix for the younger crowd, the first season, you know, they're just trying to figure out what is this going to be about.
Because it almost got canceled.
Yeah, which was nothing. They almost need to bring it in during season two or three once it hit its stride.
I mean, The Office was the same way, though. It almost got canceled after its first season and...
I'd say you go ahead and keep those older ones around for historical reference.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, kind of like, Christians with the Old Testament. It's there for historical purposes.
Yeah. Oh, don't get us started.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm using that as the example.
I'm still trying to find someplace else that can confirm it's $400 million because that's almost seems unbelievable to me.
Yeah. $400 million a year?
I mean, can you imagine being...
So after 2 years, you're almost a billionaire?
Can you imagine being Julia Louis-Dreyfus or Jason Alexander and even Michael Richards because you don't own a stake in the show? And not that I'm saying we should all be shedding tears for those people.
Yeah.
But if you're getting, you know, $1
million,
Larry David's getting $400, the show would not have worked without the four of them.
But it would have never existed without Larry David.
That's a good point.
And keep in mind, this is on top of, for Jerry Seinfeld, the other projects that he's making money on, i.e. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah.
And everything else that he does.
But let me ask
this
you
is just mailbox money.
But let me ask you something real quick, both of you. When somebody does something egregious, there is usually, and I'm not comparing being a racist to rape, okay? But there have been plenty of people who have said things that were inappropriate, and they've basically just been sent to the wayside.
Sure.
For whatever reason, Michael Richards seems to get a pass. And I don't need to replay what he said.
Oh, I wouldn't say Michael Richards got a pass. He hasn't worked since.
He doesn't need to. Because people still watch Seinfeld. And, you know, I've always been criticized on this show because I can separate the art from the artist. But clearly, if there's an example where people have separated the art from the artist, it is with Seinfeld and, in particular, Cosmo Kramer.
You know what I honestly think it is as it pertains to the Michael Richards thing? It's not so much the stand-up incident. It was his apology afterward where he... where people started laughing during his apology, thinking he was doing shtick when he wasn't. I think a lot of people realized, wait a second, this guy, you know, genuinely, you know, doesn't know better.
Oh, well. All right. Okay.
That's just my theory. Yeah, I have absolutely nothing to back it up.
According to Forbes magazine, Ray Romano recently placed third on a list of the highest paid TV actors, even though he doesn't have a show on the air.
And Everybody Loves Raymond is still in syndication.
His $18 million haul came almost entirely from Raymond residuals.
Another show that almost got canceled repeatedly.
Because it sucked.
There were multiple seasons where that show was on the chopping block and it narrowly survived.
My goodness.
No, you'd be amazed at the shows that barely made it. Cheers barely made it out of season one.
Hill Street Blues.
Yep. NYPD Blue almost got cut because ABC was afraid it was going to cost them money in lawsuits. great point. Michael Jackson gets a pass.
Oh, I don't think so.
How much, too, of that has to do with the fact Michael Jackson's dead? I mean, be honest. The guy cannot profit from it when he's dead. And yes, his family and his estate may benefit from it, but they also didn't do anything he did.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, Will Sterrett. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
I want money, lots and lots of money. So don't be asking me why. I want to be rich. Oh,
so we're here from Channel 9. So you know it's true. Police say a man was getting gas at the Walmart along East U.S. 40 Highway just before 3 p.m. left his 5-year-old in the back seat of his silver 2007 Chevy Monte Carlo. The victim said that's when an unknown man jumped into his car while he was inside paying for gas. The man told police he tried to stop the carjacker, but was unable to do so. The carjacker fled the scene in the victim's car with the 5-year-old child in the back. Two other vehicles were struck in the process. Police say the child was found unharmed a short time later near Snyabar Road and Blue Ridge Cutoff. The carjacker was nowhere to be found. Officers on patrol located the victim's vehicle about 8:30 last night, being driven near 116th and Longview Road. They chased the car to 63rd and 350. Three people were taken into custody.
Okay, let's start unpeeling this onion because I want to talk about this story. If you look up car thefts at gas stations, you will get results.
Sure,
and I want to ask Sam about this, too, because I know you used to work at a major gas station.
I still do.
This story has changed my thinking when I go to get gas. We have seen time and time again women's purses taken out of the car. Mm-hmm. Flat out just car theft. And there have been carjackings all over the country where the car thief doesn't necessarily mean to take off in a car with a child in it, but they take off with the car and there's a child in the back seat. And I was gassing up over the weekend and my 13-year-old son is in the front seat. I would never leave him in the car to go in and pay, even though I pay at the pump. I would never do that.
Are we to deduce from this story that the keys were left in the car?
Well, here's why I want to talk about this story, Scott. If you leave the radio on, okay? With a lot of the new cars, when you get out to pump gas on the other side of your car, my car, that pump is on the passenger side. Hmm. If the radio is on and your fob is with you or your fob is still in the car, that car will drive because you're standing there. So even if you take your fob with you to pump the gas,
but Dana,
you're close enough to that car.
But Dana, this said that it when the father went in to pay for gas. That is to say he left the car.
If the car is on, even without the key, I think that car will still drive. Now, once you stop the car, you won't be able to restart it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can talk about the age of the child and the going inside.
Well, the child was 5.
I know. I know.
I think that's important to the story.
Chris said to me the other day, he never gets out of that car to pump gas without shutting the car off, locking it, and taking the key. And I am now 100% of the time doing the same thing.
576-7798. Ask the question you asked me off the air.
Did Dad do anything wrong? And if so, what?
And should he be charged? And would we be thinking differently if it was a mom and not a dad? 576-7798.
We mapped this because I was curious.
The car was stolen at a Walmart.
The TV people didn't do the math, but I did. Car was stolen with this little boy in it on East 40 Highway and then taken to 8730 Sniabar Road. They stole the car from one Walmart parking lot, drove 7 minutes away with a child in the stolen car, and dumped him near another Walmart.
Okay.
3 miles away. So they'll be charged. I mean, they will be charged with kidnapping, as they should.
Sure, of course.
And theft of the car or whatever. I guess my point is not that I would necessarily feel better if they dumped the kid right away. They didn't dump the kid right away. They drove around with him.
Well, they drove him to the nearest other Walmart. What? Where are you going to put the kid?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know.
I mean, if you kidnapped a kid, where would you take him?
I'm telling you.
Fire station.
This has changed the way I do business at gas stations. It just has. And it really started after we had a woman on the show who walked into the gas station and she looked at it on surveillance. I think it was 20 seconds. She walked in 10 seconds, walked out 10 seconds. And in that 20 seconds, a woman was just sitting there waiting, Scott. Just sitting there in a car next to hers, just waiting. And the minute this woman walked in, the woman in the passenger seat hopped out, got in the car, and drove off. Like it
Why
does-
would you leave your keys in the car? Are people that stupid?
I think she left her entire bag in the car because she was just walking in and walking out. She walked in and walked out and came out and the car was gone.
Yeah, her whole purse was in the car.
So
then what was she walking in with?
To grab her kiddo, that someone was meeting her there with the child. So, hey, mom, thanks, grabbed the kid, walked out. My point is there are people who are just going to gas stations and sitting there and waiting.
You know why?
You're gassing up. Is he going to go in to go to the bathroom? Does he need a pack of cigarettes?
Yeah, I'm going to take my keys and I'm going to take my kid. Who...
I know.
A lot of them, if they're leaving the kid in there, will leave the keys in there so the air conditioner's running or the heat's running.
Then here's a novel idea.
Take the kid inside with you.
Turn the car off.
Yeah, I figured that was coming.
Don't be a moron.
There's a woman on the text line saying she doesn't even leave her purse on the floorboard anymore while she's gassing up the car. Because think about it. Again, my gas tank is on the wrong side. It's on the passenger side. So you are then now getting out, going all the way around the car to gas up. And what are you usually doing while you're waiting for the gas to be done?
Well, you're just looking.
I'm looking at my phone.
Or, well, here's a great time to grab your purse. When you're inserting the card, no, I don't want a receipt. My zip code is 66202.
Do you have a rewards program?
No, I don't.
Do you want a car wash?
No.
What's your zip code?
66202, dummy. I already told you, you stupid computer.
You want a receipt?
No!
Is this a debit card?
No!
What's the last 4-year social?
You know.
You sure you don't want a car wash?
No!
That's when they take the car. Because you are standing there, your back is turned, you're on your phone. You're going, come on, how many of these things do I have? Yes! Yeah. No, I don't want a receipt.
Hit enter.
But if you're a woman and your purse is on the floorboard of that passenger seat, where mine usually is, someone can just hop in.
Well, not on yours.
Drive off.
Not on yours because you would leave your purse on the passenger floorboard. Excuse me. You're on the passenger side of your car. But like the car that I just bought, my gas is on the driver's side. And if I was a woman, Obviously, my purse would be in the passenger seat or in, well, who are we kidding? I have a purse. It's in the passenger seat or on the floorboard. As I'm going through the stupid 66202, no, I don't want a car wash. All you have to do is quietly open that door. You don't have to shut it once you get the purse.
No.
Just grab the purse. It's not like you're going to be courteous and close the door for me.
So I think the car theft is more likely when your gas pump is on the wrong side, on the passenger side, because your back is turned.
Right.
The purse theft is more likely
when it's on the driver's side.
When your gas pump is on the driver's side. Yep.
But here's when it's also very likely that somebody will steal your car. When you go into the store and leave the keys in it with your five-year-old.
I agree.
And yes, to answer your question, I do think the father should be charged. And I think a mother should be charged too with child neglect. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You left a five-year-old kid in a car with the keys in it. That's child neglect because you're a moron.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Sorry your car got stolen. Sorry your kid was delivered to another Walmart.
7 minutes away. Do you know how long 7 minutes is, Scott? I mean, that is a long time to not know where your kid is.
You're not my daddy. No, I'm not kidding. This isn't my car.
And this isn't your Walmart.
No.
It's a different Walmart.
We left your dad at the other Walmart because he's a moron.
But at least I have the Code Adam sticker on the Walmart door.
Oh, God. Scares me to death.
And I'm sorry if people think I'm being a little judgmental. But, you know, it's just like with guns or something. And not to bring guns into the conversation. If something bad happens at your house with a gun, it's because you were not smart. If your kid, I have no sympathy for this father. None.
Oh, I have empathy because of the terror you would feel over that situation. I mean, absolute terror.
Park, stop from the text line. I hope you never make a mistake in your life. Jeez. Well, you know what? I make a lot of mistakes, and I've made a lot of mistakes. One mistake I've never made was leaving my kids in the car. I'm sorry.
I feel like for those of us who grew up in the mid to late 70s, early 80s, it was just a different time. Your parents would actually leave you in the car. I had a babysitter.
Our parents smoked in the car.
Who routinely left us all in the car. In the summer, windows rolled up, cracked half an inch while she went out and did shopping and errands.
Oh, my mom did that, and that was in the 90s.
I'll never forget. It had blue felt seats, light blue, like robin's egg blue, felt, you know, velvet, hot in the summer seats. And we would all be in there, five or six of us, waiting on her to come out.
Guess what? My parents also drove us from Killeen, Texas to Phoenix 1 year. Nobody does that anymore. Times have changed, man. Mom used to let me sleep on the floorboard in the back seat. You don't do that with the kids nowadays. Chris and Shawnee. Hello, Chris. Good afternoon.
Hi, Chris.
How are we doing?
Good. Go ahead.
The crazy part is the person who kidnapped him will probably, I knew a guy 18 years ago who did the same thing. They also charged him with child neglect, child endangerment, and child abandonment as the kidnapper. Because even though he kidnapped him, he assumed responsibility of them children.
Now, wait, you knew someone who jacked a car with a kid in it?
Yes, yes. It was actually one of my friends that it was his kid because he left his kids in a car to go inside to get his stuff because he was taking his children to go see their mother. And while he went back in his house, another guy I knew was walking along down the street and seeing a car running. So he jumped in the car and stole the car.
All right, your friend was the victim, and I use that in air
quotes.
But he
says he also knew the guy who took the car.
Correct. Both of the guys were two guys I went to high school with.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. And,
yeah, but the guy that stole the car, they got him for five different felonies. Kidnapping, grand theft auto, child neglect, child abandonment, and child endangerment.
Boy, that makes some awkward moments at the high school reunion, huh?
It does.
Hey, aren't you the one who took my station wagon with the kids in it?
You know, I think, was it a station wagon?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Chris, that is an interesting story.
It was in KCK.
How long did he get in prison? Do you know?
I believe he got 8 years.
Good.
I went to high school with a guy who murdered somebody.
What?
Yep. And then at our 20-year, he got 20 years in prison. He killed the guy right after we graduated.
So was he out in time for the reunion?
Oh, don't tell me he came to the reunion.
Oh, let me tell you, he did.
What's it been, 20 years?
Yeah.
Did you say that to him?
No. I didn't say a word.
What's it been, 10 to 20?
I think I may have said, hey, how you doing? And I knew him. Yeah, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to get in trouble.
Under what circumstance did he kill this man?
He and his brother were both convicted of the murder in Leavenworth. They went to Lansing, and they were doing yard work. And he was an elderly man, which makes it even worse.
Oh, God.
They were doing yard work for him. I think that's what they started doing after graduation. They would just mow grass, you know. And they killed this guy. Ended up going to prison for 20 years apiece, and then he was released, I think, a little bit early because he ended up at the 20-year reunion, 10 years ago.
Who goes to their 20-year high school reunion after they've been incarcerated for 20 years?
There were actually people in our class who would not go to that reunion when they found out he was going to be there.
Well, what are you supposed to talk about? I mean,
what you been doing for the last 20? Oh, you know.
Eating a lot of starchy food.
Sitting in an 8x10, read a lot of books.
Actually, I wasn't far from home.
Never left. That's true. Right here.
Been in Leavenworth the whole time.
Hanging out. Lots and lots of hanging out.
Just been sitting here in Leavenworth for the last 20. You ever go anywhere? No.
No.
Not really.
They wouldn't let me.
That's a true story, man. He showed up at the 20. There were people who would not come to that reunion because he was going to be there. And I don't remember saying a lot to him. I just remember saying, hey, how you doing? But, yeah, we weren't small talking.
Is that the only person that you know that ended up doing time?
Any significant amount. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was Lansing. I'm sure a lot of people have done time.
Well, okay.
576-7798.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
I was just reading up on the case and of time the guy I went to school with. My graduating class was...
Now, he didn't shoot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Oh, no, it's actually...
It's awful.
It is awful. He was reading it to me, and I just kept going, oh, God. Like,
so I just stopped.
I said, why is he even out?
He served less than 20 years for that.
Oh. Well, now I'm intrigued and want to read up on
we'll
it.
Yeah, we'll send it. It's,
no.
And I'm not going to put his name out on the
air. No, don't.
But now I know why a lot of people didn't want to go to the graduation.
You get it, huh?
Oh, I get it. I wouldn't have.
Man.
I wouldn't have.
Well, I had a buddy of mine, dear friend, who was and is still a cop, and he said, there's no way in hell I'm going to that reunion.
Yeah.
He goes, I can't be in the same room as somebody like that. Like, I get it. And it wasn't just the guy that I went to school with. Well, I went to school with his brother, too. But his brother, I think, was a year behind us or 2 years behind us. They were both convicted of this murder.
Well, and even if you aren't in fear as a result, there are some people that you just resent sharing oxygen with.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
And I knew that they had killed this old man.
Yeah.
I had never actually read up on the case
the brutality.
Until just now with you, Dana. And I didn't realize just how violent this murder truly was. And now I'm kind of embarrassed that I went to that reunion when he was there and we knew he was there. And it's not funny at all.
Mm-hmm.
The weird thing is I still have a picture. It's probably still on my Facebook.
Not the two of us, but all
of us in the graduating class all stand there. Hey, look, this guy just got out.
Yeah, but you know, by going, you kind of, I guess, take away that power over you and over the other members of the class. You're not there for that guy. You're there for the other people that are in the class.
Yeah. From the text line, we used to ride in the back of the truck all the way from KC to the Ozarks. Funny someone mentions that on the text line when we're talking about bad decisions, you know, when we were young, Scott.
Yeah.
And God knows there were tons of them.
Sure.
There's actually a photo that's gone viral, I think, out of Wichita this week. And there are two kids in booster seats in the back of a pickup facing the other way, just in the back of the pickup, and the photo's gone viral. And I don't know if that's illegal or not. I assume.
Probably depends on where you live.
I think it is.
I think that's universally
putting kids in the back of a truck?
Illegal.
Yeah.
You think it's illegal in King City, Missouri?
Yeah.
I
think so.
I bet it's not.
We can look it up.
I think that's one of those things that was done for so long that it almost became, for lack of a better term, kind of a part of the culture. But it's not. No, I don't think that's legal.
There's a difference between legal and enforced.
If you're not right. if you're not on a hayride, you shouldn't be on the back of anything like that, to me.
But I remember instances as a kid being put in the back of the pickup truck and, you know, drive all the way across town.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.